still smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb, but 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smelled like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
And we're back with Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and we were just talking about the worries of the American public about this war. And we have a new ABC News poll out this morning that shows the support for the president's policy in Iraq has dropped below 50% for the first time. It shows that more and more Americans are worried, and I know you hate this phrasing, but worried that we're going to get bogged down. And I want to play in particular what one gentleman from Aurora, Colorado said. It was in the Washington Post this morning. He says, "It looks more and more like a mistake. I would like to hear the administration admit that they got it wrong or got some things wrong. But you know, from what they're saying, they think they did everything right." And this is from someone, Chris Iverson, who said he was a Bush supporter, still wants to support the effort. Were there mistakes in the planning? What wasn't foreseen?
Well, one of the things that wasn't foreseen is the extent to which the Iraqi infrastructure was degraded over the decades of his dictatorship. It was more decrepit, if you will, the oil infrastructure, the electrical grid, those types of things. So it took somewhat longer to get them up to speed than had been anticipated. No one had anticipated, for example, there are a lot of things that weren't anticipated. We expected a humanitarian crisis, and we were wrong. There was no humanitarian crisis. The people are not starving. They do have water. We expected there would be massive refugee flows. There were large flows back in the Gulf War the first time around. Not so. We didn't have a lot of internally displaced people. We were prepared for that. We worked with the UN World Food people to prepare for a humanitarian crisis, but it didn't happen. You have to prepare for things that might happen that could be bad. No one could calibrate exactly how long or how effective these Fedayeen Saddam terrorists would function, how difficult they'd be. But they're proving to be a problem today, and there's no doubt they're part of that problem. I can say that we're going to win this, and it's going to be the Iraqi people who win it. It will not be the United States or the coalition countries. We're going to have Iraqi people take over their own sovereignty. The Iraqi people are going to take over their own security. And they are going to be the ones with our help. And we're not going to abandon them. The president is solid as a rock on this.
How you take advantage of the fine, talented Iraqi people to provide for their own security, for example, and simultaneously not engage people who were part of the Saddam Hussein regime at a high level and who were engaged in the kinds of torture and crimes against humanity that we've seen on television just in recent weeks and months. So there's a vetting process that takes place to check the people out. We have been using Iraqis for Iraqi security forces from day one. We're now up to 100,000. Many of these people came from the army, they came from just different Iraqi security groups, police, and they're doing a great job. They're out there on the front line in the war on terrorism, helping to provide security in the country. And they're getting killed. 85 of the Iraqis have been killed who are in the security forces, the police, the army, the site protection, border patrol, civil defense people. And they're doing a darn good job. And undoubtedly, more and more will be people who have been at one time or another serving in one of the Iraqi security forces, whether it's the police or the army. And that's a good thing.